The views expressed on the Buckmaster Radio program are not necessarily the views of Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC, or its sponsors.
Everybody, Bill Buckmaster with you, along with Ray Allen. Ray had a great weekend, I'm sure, big smile on his face, engineering and producing the show for us on the other side of the glass. How could Thanksgiving be 1 week from Thursday? With temperatures today, certainly, I think it's about 90 degrees, close to 90.
89.
89, John Mark? Oh, boy. We welcome you to the Buckmaster Show on this Monday, November the 13th, 2017. We come to you from AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's voice. And we've got our live streaming at buckmastershow.com. We get things rolling on the Monday edition of our Monday Political Face-Off. And by the way, if you'd like to join us, 790-2040, if you'd like to join and enhance our conversation today with John Munger, Tucson attorney, former president of the Arizona Board of Regents, 2010 Republican candidate for Arizona governor. Also with us, Jeff Rogers, another prominent attorney. I've got two very prominent attorneys with me here in studio. Mr. Rogers, former Democratic Party chairman in Pima County. And Jeff and John, how are you gentlemen today?
It's a wonderful day.
It's a wonderful day in the neighborhood, right?
Very well. It's a beautiful day.
Mr. Rogers.
Our Wildcats looked awfully tough last night.
They sure did.
Whoa.
And Stanford crushed Washington.
Yeah, one of your other favorite teams that you follow from your days up at Palo Alto.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, when Arizona plays Stanford, I just wear red. Keep my mouth
there
shut.
You go. Yeah. The Monday Political Face-Off, sponsored by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985. Moe's specializing in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing, hanging services, hanging systems, i.e. Moe makes house calls. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com and on Facebook. Jeff, is there some new information concerning Alabama Judge Moore?
Yeah, I just read from an Alabama newspaper that there's going to be a press conference in New York City that famous lawyer Gloria Allred, who represents a lot of women, has found another woman who is going to accuse Judge Moore of sexual assault. So we'll see how that shakes loose and see what happens.
Some of the instant polling, though, that's been done, Jeff and John, in Alabama shows that there's not a lot of erosion from his base.
Now, well, you know, what one person who was being polled said that if Moore had shot Obama in the middle of Alabama, that he would get even more votes.
Oh my goodness.
You know, Alabama's a different place than the rest of America. I've been through there, and it's you know, it is the most conservative state by far in the entire United States. And a lot of people are rallying around him, people in Alabama, although he's lost the support of Mitch McConnell completely. McConnell didn't even say the words "if true" this morning when he basically called for him to drop out of the race.
This is a tough one, John.
Yeah, a lot of Republicans have called for him to drop out. I'm staying neutral on that. You know, we will never have a court trial on that, I suspect. But yeah,
do you prove something?
Well,
like this?
At this point, it's going to the determining factor is going to be what the people of Alabama want to do, whether they believe it or not, or whether they think, for example, some of them are saying, well, it was 32 years ago, you know, he hasn't been that way since. I don't know. My view of it is that I'm keeping my powder dry. Clearly, if he did it, he ought to get out. We won't know whether he did it. And ultimately, the jury is going to have to be the people of the state of Alabama. Now, then you get into the question of whether or not what happens if he gets to the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
We were discussing before the show, there's been some discussion of the Senate being unwilling to seat him. Jeff and I have talked about that. We both have serious constitutional doubts that the Senate cannot seat him, but they can throw him out if they have two-thirds of a vote.
You mean he would be sworn in under the Constitution?
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
But then if they threw him out with a two-thirds vote, and he may lose all the Republicans if he gets there, then what would happen, as Jeff pointed out, I credit Jeff with this, is that the governor of Alabama would have an open seat and he would get to appoint somebody, and it'd probably be back to appointing Luther Strange again and then have another general election. Who knows? But I just have serious doubts about this, the efficacy and the constitutional legality of not seating somebody. I think he will get seated if he wins, but then he may get thrown out of the Senate anyway.
There was a case in the 80s, I'm trying to remember what the name of the congressman was, where they tried that and the congressman sued and the House representatives finally gave in and went ahead and seated the person. He was accused of all kinds of improprieties and mostly of a financial nature, and then was defeated in the next election. But so I concur with John that it seems to me constitutionally, if he meets the requirements of the election and the constitutional requirements of age and citizenship and et cetera to become a senator, he should be in. And then it's up to them whether or not they want to keep him in because of his character deficiencies.
And but I have not researched. Jeff indicates that he believes this is true, that the Constitution provides that the Senate can eject by a two-thirds vote members of the Senate or the House. I think Jeff and I both need to research that further, but at least as of this moment, that's what I understand the law to be. I'll have to research that further.
Well, it's interesting, too, because there was talk that the judge was thinking of a lawsuit, Jeff Rogers, against the Washington Post in this case. But just like John was saying, that it would be very hard. It's in a court of law, you couldn't prove these accusations.
Well, he would sue them for defamation. But the problem is, under our constitutional law, when you sue a publication like the Washington Post, you have to not only prove the defamation, but you have a heightened standard of proving malice.
Intent, in other
words? Well, of purposely lying. And he's never going to be able to prove that. They have enough evidence to be able to defeat him on the standard that they were being malicious about it. You generally don't have to prove malice when you're, you know, an ordinary citizen. If you defame me, I can sue you on the defamation. If you were a newspaper and defame me, I not only have to prove defamation, but I have to prove that you were malicious about it.
Also, the standards are higher for a public figure as well. Yeah. As an ordinary citizen, there's a different standard.
Yeah, so the bottom line is that Jeff is right, that because the Washington Post is a publication, and because he's a public figure, both for both reasons, that he would have to prove malice. I just don't think he can do it. I would never take his case, and I don't think Jeff would either.
I certainly wouldn't. They did a pretty good job, a pretty thorough job of interviewing some 30 people. They verified that he was, in fact, in the courthouse the day that this occurred.
And that was how long ago?
It must be 35 years.
It was 32 years.
So they went into all these records of what went on at the courthouse.
At the courthouse to verify that the girl was in fact in the courthouse because of a child custody hearing. And that's where she says that he said, well, maybe you should stay out in the hallway with me and let your mom go in. It's kind of hard for you to be in the courtroom, you know, on this child custody matter. And they verified that matter was being heard on the day that she said this occurred and that he was in the courthouse. So there's a lot of surrounding facts and circumstantial evidence that supports all three of these young women's statements, as well as statements they made contemporaneously to friends and family members about what occurred. So, you know, he's got, factually, he's got a very uphill climb.
What I would like to see happen is, the other thing, Bill, is he can sue for defamation all he wants. That case isn't going to get to trial, even if he could win it, which he can't on the malice issue. Even if there's defamation, he can't win it on the malice. He can't prove the element of malice. Moreover, that case wouldn't be tried for a year. What's going to happen What I would like to see happen is let the people of the state of Alabama do whatever they're going to do.
Vote on December vote the 12th, on I believe.
Or the 5th or the 12th.
I think it's the 12th. Ray has told
and then,
us it's the 12th.
And then at that point, if he's not elected, then the issue's gone. If he is elected, then the U.S. Senate has to deal with it. I suspect that he will be unseated, and then it will go back to the governor of Alabama. So I think that's the way this plays out. And if he's not elected, then he's not elected, and we don't have to worry about it any further.
That would be my preferable action, but I don't have a lot of confidence in the people of Alabama to do that, but we can only certainly hope.
All right, we'll take our break right here. When we come back, we're going to change topics, talk a little bit about trade and the president's trip over in Asia. When we come back on Buckmaster, Monday Political Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, John Munger and Jeff Rogers with us, 790-2040 if you'd like to join in the conversation. The Regional Transportation Authority funds projects helping make our transportation system safe, reliable, and efficient, and improve mobility leads to a better economy and new jobs through the increased flow of people, goods, and services. More efficient access gets us to where we want to go faster, and that means more time for family. Working together for a better future, more at rtamobility.com.
For almost 40 years, the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona has worked with individuals, families, businesses, and nonprofits to create a stronger community. We connect you with the causes you care about, transforming your vision for our community into meaningful, charitable impact. Make a difference now and forever. Please visit cfsaz.org or call 520-777-0800 to learn more about the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here. Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year, and if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
What comes to mind when you envision the holidays? If it means surrounding yourself with family and friends as you welcome treasured traditions, just imagine if those moments were paired with sinking your toes in fine white sand and exploring quaint seaside towns. This winter, spend your holiday with a sense of adventure on a family reunion vacation. At Bon Voyage, we specialize in bringing generations together through travel. This is the perfect time to plan. Call Bon Voyage Travel at 797-1110.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Coming up Tuesday, are we facing a shortage of commercial airline pilots? Also, Dr. Ray Woosley with our Your Med segment happening on Buckmaster, noon to 1 on AM 1030 KVOI. I've got our worldwide live listening on my website. That's buckmastershow.com. Welcome back. It is our Monday Political Face-Off, sponsored by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com and on Facebook. Jeff Rogers, John Munger with me in studio with the Face-Off, and I want to talk a little bit, Jeff and John, about what's been going on with the president's trip in Asia. Back in January, President Trump pulled the United States, Jeff Rogers, out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, apparently sinking the world's biggest proposed free trade deal. But the countries he left still got together during this trip and said, we're moving forward without the United States.
Yeah, I think President Trump's slogan should now be America alone, because that's where we are. We are the only country now that's not in the Paris Climate Accords. Argentina and Syria were the only two that were still out as of a few weeks ago, and even they've joined that. And this TPP was a mistake. We negotiated this long and hard, and it gave a lot of benefits to America. A lot of the benefits were, and I tend to be, and some Democrats will criticize me for this, I tend to think that by and large free trade is generally good for America. And I'm not somebody.
But that's
that
been a Republican issue, hasn't it?
It has been a Republican issue, but I was an economist before I was a lawyer, and I believe free trade is a good thing, generally speaking, for America. Now, you can quibble about specific terms of any treaty, and you could say that some parts of NAFTA maybe need to be changed or renegotiated after time, because the world has changed in the years that decades since we negotiated that. But I think overall free trade is a good thing, and that when I look back at the origins of the Great Depression, there are many people who say tariffs and trade restrictions were one of the things that led us down that path. I think it's unwise for us to go things alone. And most countries are indicating that they will not negotiate bilateral trade agreements with the United States alone unless they're part of a bigger package.
Well, I come at this from a longstanding perspective. I do a lot of international trade work and business work. And I've been a free trader all my life and remain a strong free trader. But I'm also for fair trade. And what President Trump is trying to do is I think, understandable. He's trying to say, look, we get into these trade agreements, multilateral trade agreements, where you're negotiating with various other nations as a whole, and you get to the point where you're making deals that don't make sense for the United States in order to get a deal. And what he wants to do is he says, look, these countries have no choice but to do business with the United States. They know that. We know that. And he can negotiate a better deal. With
a
these,
one-on-one deal?
One-on-one. That's his view. And he's for free trade. I'm for free trade. But it's got to be on the best terms that the United States can get for itself. He's a heck of a negotiator, and I think that using his negotiating skills properly, what he's talking about is negotiating individual deals with these countries so that he's not being overwhelmed with having six or seven countries come to the table and start voting things into effect in the TPP that are not good for America. And sticking with a free trade agreement where we can be outvoted by all the other countries or forced into an arrangement that is not good for the U.S. just because all the other countries want it is not where he wants to be. And I frankly am concerned about that as well. But I come at it understanding that he is a free trader. He's an international businessman. He gets it. But it's got to be fair trade, and America has to be protected in the process. The best way to do that, from his point of view, is to do individual trade agreements where we're dealing from strength rather than dealing from weakness.
You don't think those will come about, though, do you, Jeff?
No, I don't think so.
They have
most
no choice.
Most countries have indicated that they'd rather be part of a larger trade agreement.
Well,
for instance, there are 11 nations that just negotiated on the side while Donald Trump was there, leaving us out of the negotiations. And of those 11 countries, they include both North Vietnam. They include Canada, Mexico,
Australia.
I mean, so all of these countries countries are going to get together and come up with something that's fair and treats everybody else equally and fairly, and they're going to look at the United States and say, we don't need your help. You're no longer a leader in the world, either economically or probably even militarily.
We are so economically overwhelming, they have no choice but to deal with this. You can't tell me Japan isn't going to trade with the United States.
That's just
not going to happen. And what I want to make clear to your listeners is just because we're not a member of the TPP doesn't mean that we can't strike our own deals with those countries. For example, Canada, which is part of TPP, is already a trade partner of ours through NAFTA. And so is Mexico. So it's not one or the other.
Well, of course, the Trump administration is basically doing all it can to destroy the NAFTA negotiations right now. So we're going to have problems with Mexico and Canada just right around the corner. And both of them have indicated that they're not going to be a patsy for a Donald Trump's America. They're going to basically demand that it be that they be treated fairly. And not only that,
are we going to be a patsy for them, Jeff.
The whole purpose of this TPP was to basically kneecap China. I mean, all of these countries, as well as the United States, have an interest in seeing to it that China doesn't dominate that part of the world and trade in that and trade fairly in that part of the world. So this was all to gain some leverage over China. And in fact, what Trump has done is basically give China a free card. Even though he criticizes them, they're going to be a lot stronger without us being
part of the
TPP.
So they're going to emerge the strong one out of this, China.
No, actually, absolutely, the United States is going to emerge the strong one, because we have an economy that is way stronger than China's economy, way bigger. And if you get into who they have to do business with, it's the United States. They don't want to do business with China, because China's trading with China, as the article we talked about, makes a point. China always has Chinese deals always have trade deals that require, they have strings that are way advantageous to China, such as being forced to take Chinese laborers and Chinese businesses and Chinese material. And nobody wants to be forced into that. They don't want to do business, be overwhelmed by China, and we don't want to be overwhelmed by anybody. So what's going to happen is those countries are going to get together and create a bloc, which gives them some strength against China. We will continue to negotiate our deals with them. That will strengthen us and them, but we won't be giving away the farm in the process.
Well, the biggest problem about this is just one more indication of Donald Trump basically removing the United States as a leader of the world. I mean, you saw his discounting of the importance of NATO early on, withdrawal from the Paris Climate Accord. I mean, you can name half a dozen things that he's done that basically remove America as a leader in the world.
You know, being a leader in the world is one thing. Being a patsy in the world is another. I'm glad he got out of the climate change deal.
All right,
incidentally, Turkey has withdrawn from the climate change deal as well. It's a joke. It's meaningless.
Let Jeff finish his thought there.
Yeah. So, you know, the fact of the matter is that I'm more concerned, rather than each of these individual things, about the broader implications of America not being a leader in the world. People look to us to lead this world and to have the strength to do the right thing. And that depresses me to see that America's not fulfilling that obligation anymore.
It's hard to say that we're not the leader of the world when the whole world was focused on Donald Trump's recent trip to Asia. The whole world was watching that. The South Koreans called him the leader of the world. They didn't call him the leader of the free world. They called him the leader of the world. And he is leading.
Everyone has figured out that he loves to be given all of royal treatment. He loves all this royal treatment. He loves to be showered with this kind of affection.
Yes.
And that's what they're doing. And they did it in China. They did it everywhere else. They roll out the red carpet for him because they know he loves that kind of stuff.
And the bottom line is he's being recognized as the leader. The United States is being recognized as the leader. The whole world was watching what he's doing. Why? Because he's the leader of the world.
Well, I think he's probably going to turn out to be the worst president since Herbert Hoover.
Well,
All right, gentlemen, on that note, we will say goodbye to both of you and wish you both very well this week. Hope it's a good week.
Jeff and I'll go have a drink.
Yeah, I mean, why not? John Munger, thank you, John. Thank good you. To see you. So you were very happy Stanford won.
Oh, yes. They and didn't still, just win.
Yeah.
They crushed Washington. That's wow. the way I prefer to see
I thought Washington was supposed to be so good.
Well, they were, but just not as good as Stanford.
We took their coach.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
And I think we're improved because of that.
Oh, yeah. And the Tate machine keeps moving on.
This quarterback is Arizona is so wonderful.
It'd be hard to stop him.
Go Cats.
All right. The Monday, Jeff, hope you have a great week.
Very good. Thanks.
Monday Political Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com and on Facebook. Moe loves political dialogue. We give it to you every Monday, courtesy of Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. We'll be right back. Tucson now has its own Creole restaurant, named after the classic New Orleans cocktail. Sazerac Creole Kitchen and Cocktail Parlor is located in St. Phillips Plaza at River and Campbell. The New Orleans-inspired menu includes a full range of gumbos and much-loved beignets. See you soon at Sazerac, open daily, 8 a.m. to midnight at St. Phillips Plaza. This is Bill Buckmaster. One of my passions is travel, visiting over 100 countries in all 50 states. When I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport, with six airlines flying nonstop to 19 destinations and easy one-stop connections. I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient, with competitive airfares, and the best part is there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Check out flytucson.com, travel smart, and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Hi, it's Suzanne Miller from your Better Business Bureau serving Southern Arizona, here to remind you to start with trust and look for the BBB accredited seal when searching for a product or service. Did you know you can request a quote directly from any of our accredited businesses? With over 3,000 accredited businesses in Southern Arizona, you will find a business you can trust. Whether you need a product or service from one company or an entire industry, go to tucson.bbb.org and start your search today.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting the stories missed by the mainstream media. Our sources bring you regional, national, and international news from a different perspective. Opinion from top national columnists, plus Eric Peters with auto reviews, Bob Garver on movies, a section on Western heritage, and sports coverage too. It's a cross-section of information found nowhere else. SOAZNewsX.com. Subscriptions are free at SOAZNewsX.com.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show on this Monday, a very warm Monday. for the middle of November, but it is Thanksgiving week next week, and it's time to start thinking about the holidays. And that will be the focus of our monthly scam alert presented by the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona. As always, Suzanne Miller, always a great guest with us, Director of Communication and Consumer Affairs at the BBB, which is, I believe, and many others as well, one of the finest BBB chapters in the United States. Hello, Suzanne.
Oh, hello, Bill.
Hey, we've got the holidays coming up. Do you have any advice through the BBB that you can give us some tips that would make things maybe scam-free this holiday season?
Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Oh, my goodness.
We would love that. Yes, we definitely want to share some tips that keep it fun, but we want our consumers to be safe. And so we just came up with the 12 tips for a fun and safe holiday season, and something that, you know, is just, they're simple, but they could really make a great impact.
Yeah, because we've got Black Friday coming up, and that's going to be a big day. It's always the big shopping day. Let's get into some of these tips. What do you put at the top of the list?
Well, we're going to start with gift receipts. That sounds simple, but you always want to ask for a gift receipt. This way the recipient can return or exchange a gift if it's not just right, because you're always searching for that just right gift, but just to be sure, have that gift receipt in the package with it.
Oh, so they can then, it's up to them to make the decision.
Right, and then if they wanted to exchange it, they don't have to hurt your feelings.
Exactly. So you don't need to, you don't need to withhold it and have them ask, by the way,
exactly,
do you have the gift receipt?
Yeah. No. Just make it easy for everybody.
How about warranties?
Yeah, that's really important, because you want to inquire about the store's return policies before you're purchasing. Be sure to pass along that information about the returns, the exchanges, the repairs, the warranties, and give that to the recipient, because all of that makes it a much brighter gift when you don't have to worry about the details.
How about doing your homework on a product?
That is huge. That's probably one of the biggest ones that we have on this list, because you want to read product reviews. Check BBB.org for business profiles. Look at the sales flyers and ads. Compare prices. Look for early promotions, those flash sales that come up. You know, don't be responding. Be proactive, just rather than reactive, because that's really where people end up in trouble. So for tips on the searching online, you can always check out our BBB Digital IQ at BBB.org as well.
And if you're using a mobile device, a word of caution, make sure that device is fully secure.
Yeah, I mean, it's really important that your apps are the latest versions, and the operating system on your phones are the latest version, because the reason you update those is to fix bugs. So you want to make sure that those mobile devices are secure. Actively manage the location services, the Bluetooth, the microphone, the camera. Make sure apps use them appropriately. I mean, you really have to look at the settings for each new app that you put on there, because you know, that's giving people information from your device, and you want to be careful who gets that.
You know, public Wi-Fi raises red flags with me, and I know other people as well. You've got to really be careful.
It's a huge one, and you know, it's out of convenience that people log on to Wi-Fis when you're at the coffee house or when you're shopping. You know, you're one of looking for the best buys on your phone. Well, don't log into your banking accounts. Anything that's secure information, your financial information, don't do that on a public Wi-Fi, because people can log on with you, watch all of your information, and steal your information. So just keep it to the basics when you're on public Wi-Fi, not secure information.
Suzanne, when the holiday season begins, the scammers obviously know this is a great time for them to start doing what they call, well, it's phishing. Their email phishing
yes.
is going to get really active. You're going to get loaded in your emails with this stuff.
And actually, they plan on that, you
of
know?
Course.
So that way, the
overwhelm
odds are,
yeah,
at some point, you're going to actually, you know, give in. And so there's so much phishing that's going on right now. That is actually a bigger problem than hackers.
Mm-hmm.
Phishing is really what's taking a toll on personal information. So with all the promotional emails that you're going to receive over the holidays, you know that more than half of that, if not more than that, is actually going to be phishing. So it's best not to click on links from senders you don't recognize. That's number one. And you can also hover your mouse over links without clicking to see if the address is really taking you to where it says it is. And also check the reply email address. The addresses should be on a company domain, and watch for lookalike domains. So there could be just little minor changes, and you want to be aware.
If something looks just really suspicious to me, Suzanne Miller, I won't even open it.
Smart.
But I mean, I won't even open the email to get to it. I just delete it when I see it
Smart.
Up there and not even take the next step to even open it because you can kind of tell if it looks like it's phony.
Yeah, absolutely. There's just so many red flags now. And with them hitting in full force, you know, why entertain them? You know, it's just going to add that one level of security by not even going there.
A lot of these advertisements are just all over social media, too. I'm a little leery of some of that.
Then, well, because you should be. I mean, there's so many great deals, you know. Click here. Act now. It's only here for a couple minutes. The countdown is on. So there's all these forces that are surrounding you to, you know, click on whatever advertising is out there. But really, you know, you need to know, you know, even if it's a personalized ad to you, that's usually just based on your previous web searches. And so, you know, and what it's called is interest-based advertising. It's basically saying, hey, they're interested in this. We're going to follow them. That's digital media right now. So we really want you to be able to manage that. And if you go to App Choices app, that helps you kind of manage any of those ads that can pop up. You can opt out. And so it's a really great.
I am so surprised how fast they pop up.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
You just do a Google search on something and it's like you check your social media. Oh, there's something I was just
right,
looking
and it's
at.
Creepy.
That is really weird.
It is.
Make sure you're backing up all this stuff. The important information, you've got to really back it up.
Absolutely. Because, you know, one thing could happen to your phone. You could drop it. You could break it. People could go in there and you know, hack it and steal all your information. So you don't want to have all of your family and friends, their memories stolen from you. Make sure you're backing it up regularly. And you can do that on a little passport or in the iCloud. There's so many different ways that make it convenient to you. But just, you know, that'll give you peace of mind that you have a backup.
You want to hear from people if they suspect a scam as well, correct?
Our scam tracker is the best way that we can do that, because if you think that you're getting scammed, and you want to check it out or you want to report a scam, go to our BBB scam tracker. It's bbb.org/scam tips. This is where you can get tips on that, or bbb.org/scam tracker. And when we see all these scams come in, that helps us know what is going on out there and what do we need to educate the public on, because we're seeing what's hitting. So that's really important, and you become a hero to your Southern Arizona community by doing that, because it's really important that we know what's going on and we take that to the next level by making it part of a national system so we can really see what's hitting us nationwide.
It is the season of giving, and the BBB has that Wise Giving Alliance that is so helpful if you want to track a particular charity.
Yes, and you know, we have our charity disclosures are really important, and you can go to thegive.org to find the BBB accredited charities that have fully disclosed information to BBB Wise Giving Alliance. They're very active, and it's, you know, it's just, why not work with vetted charities when you're going to give your money? Make sure that your money counts. The participation is voluntary, so you may want to be cautious of charities that don't disclose that requested information to BBB. I mean, that's a red flag for you. So when you're going to give, which we love, just do it wisely.
And make sure the charity is not, like, been scammed, that the word is a little bit different than what you're used
right,
to.
Right, it's just
they
like businesses.
They could change the charity's name with a few letters off, and you might think, oh, that I know that charity.
Yeah, it looks the same. Dubious charities, they often pick that name that's same, you know, as a famous charity. So really, before you give, be sure you give the exact name of the charity you want to support and really investigate it at give.org.
And you have your free guide.
Yes. So this whole holiday issue of BBB Wise Giving Guide is something that you can send to friends and family members. It's a wonderful way to just protect yourself, and it's a really great thing to give, especially to our young shoppers as they're, you know, learning mm-hmm. how to shop wisely, how to be smart about staying away from scams. It's really just a great tool, and it's free.
Start with trust. That is the logo of the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona, serving all of Southern Arizona. And folks can get together, learn more about what you're doing at your upcoming happy hour.
Yes, Thursday night. We cannot wait. It's going to be at Sullivan's right there at River.
Ooh, very nice.
I know. It's really uh-huh. going to be fun. And it's going to be outdoors from 5:30 to 7:30. And you can go to our Facebook page to register. That's the @SOAZBBB, and look at our events, and you can just click on there and register. It's going to be free, and because we're really taking this as a time to thank all of our Southern Arizona community for being a part of the BBB community.
Bring a bunch of business cards.
Absolutely. It's a huge networking
it
event. It's just
great.
The way to go. That's, it's really, really going to be
that's
fun,
that's how
too.
We do it in Tucson.
We
do a lot of networking.
It is. And it's important because we are a local business
mm-hmm.
community.
Right.
We really want to support each other, and this is a great way to do it.
Suzanne Miller, always a pleasure, from the Better Business Bureau serving Southern Arizona. Again, your website, it couldn't be easier, Suzanne. bvb.org/Tucson,
yes.
And you're in business. Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you, Bill.
Be right back.
Since 1944, the Humane Society of Southern Arizona has helped over 1 million pets in Southern Arizona. I'm Richard Carmona, 17th Surgeon General of the United States and Distinguished Professor at the University of Arizona. Join me in supporting the Humane Society of Southern Arizona in their effort to build a new animal welfare center. Keeping the pets in our community safe and healthy helps ensure that our community as a whole is safe and healthy. Please donate now, because we are all in this together.
This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Next time you book a flight, type in TUS. Travel smart and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. The Regional Transportation Authority is on track to deliver the remainder of the promised projects in the 20-year plan, now in its 11th year. A recent 10-year performance audit finds the RTA sticking to the plan and schedule. The RTA applauds our members and partners for helping us to stay on schedule and to improve our transportation network for everyone. Working together for a better future, more at rtamobility.com.
For almost 40 years, the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona has worked with individuals, families, businesses, and nonprofits to create a stronger community. We connect you with the causes you care about, transforming your vision for our community into meaningful, charitable impact. Make a difference now and forever. Please visit cfsaz.org or call 520-777-0800 to learn more about the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques? It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. This portion presented by our friends over at Green Things. I think Green Things may have the largest selection of poinsettia plants anywhere in the United States. They have greenhouse after greenhouse ready now for your holiday table for next week, Thanksgiving. Check out Green Things. Jan posted, one of the owners, Jan and Jack, posted a really neat video showing all these poinsettias, waves, seas of red. 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk is where Green Things is located, and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. Also, one of our fine sponsors presenting this portion of the program, Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, just 3 hours east of Tucson. Great getaway. Don't have to wait for the weekend. If you're off this week, head over to Silver City. Visit southwestnewmexico.org for the complete list of great places to stay and visit in Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico. Lou Medrin joins us now. Lou from the Community Food Bank. Lou, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Bill. How are you?
Good to see you, my friend. Boy, what a big Saturday you have coming up.
It is our first annual citywide Safeway Albertsons Turkey Drive.
Whoa.
We've never done this before.
And where will the turkeys? Well, the turkeys hopefully will come from the community.
Correct. We're asking folks that are going to stop by and do their Thanksgiving shopping next Saturday as they go through, if they can just pick up an extra turkey for the folks that are participating. It's the Community Food Bank, Gospel Rescue Mission, Salvation Army, and Caring Ministries. We're all partnering on this drive because we all need turkeys at this time of the year. Mm-hmm. Usually we're doing it out there by ourselves, each one of us asking. Yeah. I got us all together, and we're going to just go out to all these different stores. We'll be at 12 different locations throughout Tucson. We'll actually be manning a Safeway in Willcox, Arizona. We'll also be down in Sarita and Green Valley.
This is a great idea. This is kind of, people like one-stop shopping. So, you know, the word gets out that you are needing turkeys so folks can put an extra turkey in their shopping basket.
Correct. And they can pick up anything extra, too. They can pick up the stuffing and cranberry sauce and, you know, instant mashed potatoes or even regular potatoes. We'll be even accepting those if they want. But it's specifically a turkey drive. And, of course, we'll always take cash donations. We even were lucky with this first drive that the Mari's team, one of the Long Realty offices on the east side, wanted to participate. So they decided to do a monetary match, too, for this.
Well, that's a great idea because a lot of times, I know the Gospel Rescue Mission, they do their turkey dinner usually the day before Thanksgiving, so a week from Wednesday. And a lot of these organizations are really up against it when it comes to getting enough turkeys.
Correct.
And what's Thanksgiving without turkeys?
Exactly.
Yeah. So what about other items? So could folks put maybe some other Thanksgiving-related items there?
Yeah, anything that they like that's Thanksgiving-related, but you can always just donate the non-perishable food items that we always request. You know, the canned fruits, canned vegetables, rice, beans, you know, macaroni and cheese, pastas, granola bars, all the standard things that we constantly ask for, because those are the hardest things for us to get our hands on. Even though we pick up at all the grocery stores, most of that is perishable items. They rarely donate, you know, the canned items. So most of that of the non-perishables actually comes from the public. You know, that's really, really generous to provide those, because those are the things that people need the most, the stock items.
This is your big time of year, really, isn't it?
This is the time of the year where we get 75% of our donations.
Are you kidding?
Come in these last 3 months of the year.
Wow.
It's phenomenal. People always ask, well, it must be hard for you guys. This is actually the easiest time of the year.
Yeah.
People are just giving.
This sort of drives itself.
It does.
This time of year.
Right. And the rest of the year is when we work the hardest.
Because people are thinking about giving, and So it really, it segues beautifully with the Community Food Bank of Southern Arizona. So what about the needs of the community this holiday season? Are you going to do some special holiday baskets, or are you not doing that?
No, it's going to be the pretty much standard emergency food box that we put out. There's always going to be bonus items there. This is we're lucky at this time of the year, produce season just kicked up in Mexico. So all that produce is coming across the border right now. So we're getting excess produce out of the distribution warehouses down there that can't sell it. So there's lots of produce going out in the food baskets. We always usually have lots of bread. So there's going to be plenty of those types of bonus items. But in terms of like, you know, we'd always love to be able to provide a turkey or something like that, but we would actually need to collect like 30,000 turkeys to be able to distribute
to put one in everybody's
right basket. And that's impossible to do, you know, and even store that many frozen turkeys at once. So it's just not possible.
How many of these your standard food boxes are you on a weekly basis, how many are you supplying?
Well, I know we serve at least over 200,000 folks throughout Southern Arizona on a monthly basis.
Whoa.
And out of the food bank, it varies somewhere between 8,000 and 9,000 a month out of just our branch. Mm-hmm. But we have Marana, we have the Green Valley office, Sarita, and then the Wilcox Distribution Center. And then the rest of the food is really distributed by all our partner agencies. They're the really ones that help us do that, because we could never serve that many by ourselves.
Is the Wilcox, that's a new distribution area.
Yeah, it's about a year and a half.
How's that going for the people over in Cochise County?
It's really helping, because now the food is there already. We don't have to ship it from Tucson and get it down there and try to hustle it down there. So we have our own crew down there, our own set of trucks. Of course, Wilcox has a lot of agriculture down there, so there's produce available there. We get a lot of tomatoes from NutraSweet and places like that. So this is really a key area that we're most proud of to be able to help, is Cochise County and those rural areas.
So you say 75% of the money that it takes to keep the food bank running comes in between really this time of year through the end of the year.
Right.
Yeah.
81% of our funding is through pure donations. Mm-hmm. 17% is government funded. And then the next 2% is, you know, earned revenue.
You know, you said, what was it, 200,000 in a month? Has that been going up? I mean, it seems like a lot of food boxes.
It is.
I mean, we keep hearing this is a rather poor a struggling community, and it's kind of reflected, I think, in that, those numbers you're giving me.
Yeah, well, since 2008, it really started to go up. It clicked up like 6%, 6-7% every year, just kept going up and up and up. Probably about a year and a half ago, it leveled off, but it's never gone down. So it's still staying at that rate right there. Isn't climbing anymore. So I guess that's a good thing that it's not going up anymore, but it just hasn't backed down. We haven't recovered enough to where you start to see that back down.
Could you do your operation without volunteers?
No, there's no way. We have over 2,000 volunteers.
2,000?
And their hours add up to 93 full-time employees. So
really?
That's like doubling your staff. Mm-hmm. If it weren't for the volunteers, we could do none of this. It's just so much work in terms of just food sorting, distributing the boxes, even just warehouse work, and then we use them for everything else. It's just clerical work, data input, you know, helping us keep the warehouse clean because it is a food handling facility. All of that would not be possible.
If someone wants to volunteer, should they just, is there a certain time they should come by, or how does that work? And I know your location, you're over on South Country Club Road. It can be a little challenging to find your location.
It is a little tough.
Yeah, like it is to find sometimes KPOI, because we're in the neighborhood here.
Right.
So, and you know, it's a little bit challenging.
Yeah, if they wanted to volunteer, just call up the Community Food Bank at 632-0525 and ask for the volunteer services manager. And then they'll ask you a couple questions of what do you want to do, what would you like to do, how many hours, and we will find a spot for you.
How many hours can you volunteer?
As many as you'd like. We have folks that come 5 days a week, as if it was their 40-hour a week job.
How about your gardens? Do you still have those?
The gardens are still going on. We have the demonstration garden at the Community Food Bank, where we give classes on different types of gardening and irrigation and soil and composting. Then we have the Las Milpitas farm that's over on Silver Lake, just at the base of A Mountain, which I think is about an 8-acre farm, where the folks in that neighborhood have little plots that they can grow their own vegetables on.
All right. In the remaining minute or so, let's go over some of, because people are always joining. You never know. people getting in the car. They're just listening right now, and they didn't hear the interview a few moments ago. So we want to talk about November 18th. That's this Saturday. Shoppers at participating Albertsons and Safeway stores, pretty much all of them in the area, right,
We got
Lou?
At least 12. Yeah, almost all the Albertsons and 12. Yeah, they just go on our website, and they can look at what location is nearest them.
It's a super Saturday turkey drive. Put an extra turkey in your grocery cart, and the Community Food Bank of Southern Arizona really coordinating this with the Salvation Army, Gospel Rescue Mission, and Caring Ministries, teaming up to collect really as many turkeys as possible at the 14 area stores at Albertsons and Safeways. And you're down in Sahorita and Green Valley and Wilcox.
Correct, yes.
So, all right. Got you covered. Lou Medrin, always a pleasure. Thank you, Lou.
Thank you, Bill.
And again, we should tell your website.
Communityfoodbank.org.
Okay. Just, if you want to just Google Community Food Bank Tucson, it will come up. There you go. Thanks, Lou.
Thank you.
Have a great Thanksgiving next week. All right. Coming up this afternoon, Mike Check with Mike Shaw, Ray Allen helping Mike out. Together, the two of them teaming up for a great hour from 4 to 5. Wake Up Tucson from 6 to 9. Then me, Bill Buckmaster, back with you tomorrow at 12:04 on The Buckmaster Show. Until then, on behalf of my friend Ray Allen, I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon and evening.